Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Does anyone here or in our TV or radio audiences struggle in dealing with people or groups who are different from you? I'm raising my hand. I do. People who think differently than you think, people whose religious faith or their belief system is different from you, people who come from different countries or states or cities, people you think are not as smart as you are, or conversely, you think you're smarter than them, people who are poor, people who are wealthy, people in positions of power, people who have broken or messed up family situations, people who have physical challenges or emotional or mental challenges, people whose skin is a different color than your skin. I face these challenges often, and I'm going to be honest and say that there's days when I struggle. I struggle. In any given day or week, every one of us is interacting with people who we may tend to look down on or look away from, or worse yet, wish they would just disappear from our path. Who here has thought, why can't this person see things in or life as I see it, or get their act together, or whatever? These are challenging questions of who's the greatest and who's the least, on which Jesus teaches the disciples in today's gospel reading from Mark. Try to see yourself in this gospel reading, seated next to the 12 apostles, listening to Jesus teaching them and you. And remember that by our baptism, each of us is called to grow as a disciple, as a follower of Jesus Christ. In this gospel, Jesus asked the 12, what were you arguing about on the way? They had been discussing who was the greatest. Who was the greatest? In writing this gospel, St. Mark uses the phrase on the way to refer to the journey of living the Christian life as a disciple of Jesus on the way toward heaven, which is the goal of the journey of discipleship. Jesus continued his teaching, if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. In ancient society, and at the time of Jesus, servants were considered to be a lower class of people who humbly and meekly were asked to follow the will of their master, to do the will of their master. In this teaching, Jesus reversed the common thinking of people about servants. He told his arguing, grumbling, and embarrassed apostles that the greatest or the first among them will be the last of all and the servant of all, that the servant will be the first and the greatest. Jesus then places a child in front of the apostles and tells them, whoever receives one child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me. In receiving a child, there was an understanding at the time that the receiver of a child took on the responsibility to serve and care for the needs of that child, who had no way to repay the care that he or she was given. And truly, that has been the way it is for all time. And to receive a person in the name of Jesus is equivalent to welcoming that person in the name of Jesus. The first biographer of St. Francis of Assisi writes about St. Francis meeting a leper while he's riding his horse in an open field near the town of Assisi. And in this meeting, St. Francis, who had a natural fear of lepers, got off his horse, kissed the hand of the leprous person, showing no regard for his own personal health and safety, and trusting in God's providence in that moment. He gave the leper some money too. And as the story goes, Francis got back on his horse, turned around to say goodbye to the leper, and the leper was gone. And this occurred in an open field. And this welcoming act of receiving the leper as he was kissing him, the leper became Christ to St. Francis in that encounter. St. Francis received Christ in this encounter with the leper, and in fact, received God the Father, as Jesus said in the gospel. Receive not just me, but the one who sent me, the Father. The one who sent me. The encounter with the leper was another step for St. Francis in his journey of turning his life completely over to give up everything, to seek and follow God's will in humbly welcoming and serving people in need who God brought to him. Think about the lepers, and I use that word lepers just as an example, who you meet in your life, people who are different than you or me, persons who perhaps turn you off in some way, the individuals who are different than you, those who have broken families or have messed up lives, those who are poor, have mental health or physical challenges, or they're refugees, or their skin color is different from yours or mine. Think of each of these individuals as wearing a mask, or several masks, perhaps. The leper, the poor person, the broken person, and the others. When you take away the last mask from each person, what you're left with is that you see a human person created by God, body and soul, in God's image and likeness. You and I are created by God in his image and likeness, just like those people. That puts us on a level playing field with everyone else, the way that God sees us, with our common identity made in the image and likeness of God, given to us by God. And that common identity made in the image and likeness of God, think of it as the common denominator in God's creation of all people. That's the common denominator among every person. The individual uniqueness with which God creates each person and the life experiences of each person often result in the masks being put on that cover up our true identity as human beings created by God. Or sometimes we put those masks on people. Our first response in seeing someone who is different from us is to look at their differences, their masks, and not look at the common identity that we have with them. We may respond to their differences with an unkind response, a heavy-handed approach in engaging with this person, or perhaps with jealousy or with selfishness, with our words or our actions intended to lead to our advantage and putting ourselves first, not putting the other first. The reading from the letter of James has very practical wisdom from above, using those words from that reading, for how we relate to individuals who are different in whatever ways from what we are. He writes, "Wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits." Think about to be pure in this way. It's about interacting with another person is to do so in a pure way from God's perspective, not from our own perspective or the perspective of our society and the culture that might be putting ourselves first over this other person. Think of pure approach as seeing through the eyes of God, through the lens of God, through God's eyes. Being peaceable, gentle, and compliant is the attitude of a person who is acting with that pure wisdom of God and not out of selfish ambition. Acting and thinking with the lens of God, of God's pure wisdom, leads to the virtues then that James writes about of being full of mercy and good fruits toward others. Mercy is the willingness to show compassion or to forgive someone. Doesn't every one of us want to receive mercy from God and from others? Well, each of us also needs to be willing to give mercy to others, not just to be a receiver of God, of mercy. And James continues, where do the conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war among your members? Our passions include things like seeking personal pleasure instead of acting virtuously and keeping God's commandments. Passions are also about seeking power or honor for ourselves to be first, or to create leverage for ourselves in some way. We may also be passionate about things that are essentially good, such as our professions or our job. But we might take that to an extreme, and we might be spending way too much time at work to the detriment of our family relationships. Even having a passion for serving God in the church can be misused. Allowing our passions to lead and control the end of our relationship often sets up walls that lead to conflicts. Instead, if we lead and respond with compassion in a relationship, we are showing mercy and acting from God's pure lens and vision. And then, even more so, we're a lot more likely to see Christ in the face of the other person. These scripture readings give us wisdom from above for answering the question the apostles discussed among themselves, who was the greatest? It's not a simple answer. When we look at individuals who are different from us through the lens of our shared dignity, our common identity, as a human person made in God's image and likeness, when we do that, we take on the attitude of a humble servant, using God's pure wisdom from above. And in humbling ourselves in this way, we paradoxically become the greatest in the eyes of God, and we grow a lot closer to God.